episode 2885, A Matter of Time.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen this weekend. It's Relationship Builders. I really want you, in preparation of the season, in preparing for Advent, in preparing for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, I want you to think about the birth of your marriage, A Matter of Time. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Just a real quick heads up, I want to remind you that we are partnering with pray.com. It's very exciting in what's around the corner, and so stay tuned here and be sure you're also signed up on the newsletter so you can be in the know, because we've got some exclusive content coming on pray.com. It is going to be out of this world. God's moving, and all I can say is, come on, let's be on this adventure together. You know, a good marriage comes with great preparation, not just for the wedding day, but for every day that follows. So create the space to have the marriage you desire. It's just a matter of time. But is time really on your side? I don't know about your schedule, but mine is pretty packed for this time of year. In fact, everything I had on my calendar has been wiped away because everything else that I didn't think I would be doing, I am doing. With the season always on max and my mind so tired, it's hard for my body to keep up with what I desire. Talk about real life. So many school concerts, right? You can relate. Plays, work at the church for Christmas services, and then a few days worth of cooking for the neighbors. And that's only maybe a sprinkle of what's happening. You don't even have shopping in there. Oh, wait, we still have to clean the house. We have to decorate the house. Oh, wait, there's falling leaves too. Some of you may have snow, so you got a shovel too. How can anyone find the time? But that's exactly what a good marriage needs. A matter of time. So don't leave out what you need to put in, and that's time. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Put in the time. The hurriedness of the day doesn't have to lead you astray. Focus on what matters. Preparation is everything. And that includes love. Love for your spouse. Now, I'm not sure if you've really sat down and thought about the definition of love. Love is not just a four-letter word. It's a beautiful word, and it requires action because it's a verb. That means you have to put what you think about so you can bring about. And that means there's action in between there. And most of us, though, we try to do the action steps, but we don't think about it because there's no time to think. And so therefore, we have no more preparation. What are we to do? We don't know really what love is and what we're supposed to do to love our spouse. So this is the time and space I want you to think about, okay? I'm making time right here at this moment for you, right? It's purpose-driven for you to say, okay, I'm preparing for this beautiful season. I'm preparing for Christmas, for the celebration of Jesus' birth, right? The coming of the Messiah. However, I also need to understand that love is a coming of the Messiah, which in turn also goes to your marriage. And God would say yes, yes, and yes. He would say, yeah, you need to focus on your marriage because that's a gift I have given to you. Husband and wife joined together as one in holy matrimony. Not, oh, just because, yeah, you look cute today. That's not what love is about. That's not what commitment is about. That's not sacrificial love. Love that shines brighter than the arguments that are loud. You know exactly what I'm talking about there. It's the love that brings a gift of wonderment in a season that is busy. Love that slows down every day so the next can be better in every way. Love that waits even though patience is slim to none. Love that gives to the other heart with no strings attached. All of it is a matter of time. But are you taking the time? Are you making that space for the one you sleep next to? Are you saying you matter to me? Your heart matters to me. I want to know you in every way. I want to know your dreams. I want to know your aspirations. I want to know what frustrates you. I want to know why you get mad at me. Now, you may really not want to know, but that's the depth that you want to go. If you don't know why you get under your spouse's skin, you don't know your spouse well enough. And you don't know yourself well enough. I'm just telling you like it is. Put in the time, because all of it is a matter of time. So I have a challenge for you this holiday season, this beautiful season of Advent. How can you prepare to love your spouse? Where can you find the minutes that add up to what feels like an eternity? And then, when can you put your actions in motion? Those are three areas that really allows you to say, okay, where am I in my marriage? Because some of it you may say, oh gosh, Christiane, I am so lost. But guess what? You can be found. And wouldn't it be an incredible gift to be found in your own marriage? To be able to see your spouse, to love your spouse even more than when you said, I do. See, unfortunately, we don't take time with our marriage. We just show up. And we think that somehow this magic dust is going to make everything fine, that our bills are going to get paid, the arguments are going to go away. But that's not how life works. And so we have this stuff that mounts up and we keep score. And it's not like a great football game. It's not like K-State playing TCU and K-State beat TCU, an undefeated team. 11-0, or was it 12-0? I can't remember. I think it was 11-0. And they won the Big 12 championship. Kansas State Wildcats, go figure. Now I'm a little late to the program because I had other things. I had to watch a replay of it. That is one benefit of having on-demand service, I must say. But your marriage is not like a football game, but we treat it as such. We think, yes, when we're winning, it's all great. But man, when you're losing, that's it. You're fired. Get out. Get out of my way. Get out of my face. I don't want to see you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You want to bring your best to the party every day, all the time. It's a matter of time. One thing I say very often is, it's a party every day. And it truly is that. And I look at it that way because we think of a party as a celebration. Life is made to be celebrated, right? What we have is a gift. If you are breathing, it is a gift, my friend. But we treat it as if it's not. And we go about our daily mundane activities. We address our responsibilities. We scramble and complain about our bills and our colleagues at work. And we sit here and say, oh, why isn't this house clean? Why don't you have the laundry done? We sit here and complain about our dinner. We don't know what to fix. We have frustrations because no one wants to work, but we want to go and spend money. And life is supposed to be happy. Well, if you look at it that way, it's not. But you can choose to wish somebody a Merry Christmas. You can choose to put a smile on somebody's face. You can choose to love your spouse better than you did when you said, I do. It's all a matter of time. So how can you prepare to love your spouse? Where can you find the minutes that add up to what feels like an eternity? And when can you put your actions in motion? My friend, this is my prayer for you. May your heart serve your spouse from a posture of preparation as you navigate the swift rivers of responsibilities. This is your season to be specific about how you love from this day forward. My blessing to you, my friend, is that you know your spouse better today than yesterday. Go out, be present, Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.